As we begin, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to learn Masechta Nazir, the Rishonim debate how to look at the Naziris, if one accepts upon himself a Naziris. What category, after learning Masechta Nedarim, do Naziris fall into? The Ritva holds that a Naziris is a form of a neder, an Issachefza. As we learned in Masechta Nedarim, the Nedarim represent an Issachefza. And when somebody accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, he's making a neder saying the wine should be offered to him. The Rosh, on the other hand, holds that Naziris is a form of a shvua. It's an issa gavra. It's an issa that takes effect on the person. But there's a very interesting approach suggested by the Marit. He explains that the Torah empowers one to elevate himself above everyone else and to attain a level of Kedusha by declaring himself a Nazir. And therefore, he explains, the obligation for a Nazir to abstain from wine and observe the other obligations that a Nazir has to follow is really merely a consequence of the Nazir's newly elevated status, which he acquired through declaring himself a Nazir. Just like a Kohen, says Marit, who is obligated to observe a more stringent code of conduct than everyone else because of his Madrega as a Kohen, so too, says the Marit, is the status of a Nazir. A Nazir is a person that is of a that is on a higher level. And this concept that we see that the Torah considers, as the Marit says, the Nazir, someone on a higher level, we actually see right away at the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara asked the question, why is Masechta Nazir in Seder Noshim? Shouldn't Masechta Nazir be in Seder Kachim? As the Rishonim explained, for two reasons. One reason is because Masechta Nazir speaks so much about the Kabbonis, that a Nazir Tahor and that a Nazir Tomei are obligated to bring, and therefore it belongs in Seder Kachim where Kabbonis are discussed. Or, as other Mefarshim suggest, a big part of our Masechta refers to drinking wine, and the halachas that a shesuya yayin, that someone who drank wine may not do the avoda as a kohen, are mentioned in Masechta Krisis, which is in Seder Kodshim, and therefore this halacha too, the halachas of Nazir ought to be in Masechta Kodshim. Answers the Gemara, Michti, says the Gemara, Tanim Seder Noshim Koi. We're learning now Seder Noshim. My Tam Tani Nazir. So why is Masechta Nazir mentioned here in Seder Kachim? Answers the Gemara, Tana Kroi Koi. The Tana is referring to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoyim lo yisim tzachem be'enov ki motzba ervis davar v'kosv lo seif v'krisus v'nosim b'yodah. And says the Gemara, what the Torah is saying, when do a couple get divorced? Mi gorim, because as the Pasuk says, kimotza ba ervis davar, she did not act appropriately. And says the Gemara, what caused this woman, this wife, not to act the way she should have? What caused her to do a aveira? Yayin. The fact that she drank wine, and that leads to unacceptable behavior. V'kamer, and continues the Gemara, kalaroi soite b'kakula yazer atzmi min hayayin. So, of course, all the Rishonim, Tosfos and all the Rishonim, try to understand what is the Gemara saying. First, the Gemara is saying that Masechta Nazir belongs in Seder Nashim, because Gittin, divorcing a wife, which is part of Seder Nashim, comes because of wine, and therefore Nazir ought to be there as well. But then the Gemara says, what does that have to do with Nazir? So the way Tosfos explains, particularly in the second pshat, is as follows. First, the Gemara wants to establish, why does Masechta Nazir belong in Seder Nashim? And the Gemara establishes, because what causes the woman to act inappropriately leading up to a get? The fact that she didn't act b'tznius. That puts it into Seder Nashim. But if that would be the case, so then Masechta Nazir, when it is in Seder Kachim, it ought to be next to Masechta Gittin. But we don't find next to Masechta Gittin. We find it here. We just finished learning the Darim. We're going to learn Saita. To which the Gemara says, the reason, once we have Masechta Nazir and Seder Nashim, it's put not next to Masechta Gittin, but rather next to Masechta Saita, is because Kol Haroi Saita B'Kakuloi Yazir Atzvi Menayayim. But if that's the case, shouldn't Masechta Nazir follow Masechta Saita? Yet we know that Masechta Nazir precedes Masechta Saita. The answer to that question is, because since Nedarim and Nazir, as we began our Shia today, are so connected, particularly according to the Ritva, that Nazir is actually a form of Neder, but even if you don't follow the opinion of the Ritva, we clearly see that many of the halachas, the first halachas that I mentioned is Masechta, the halachas of Kinuyim, the halachas of Yadais, are halachas that are common both to Nedarim and Naziris. So we put Nazir next to Nedarim, even though it means putting Nazir before Saita. And of course, as we discussed when we started learning Masechta Nedarim, the reason Nedarim is where it is because we had Masechta Ksubis Perek Hamadir, and therefore after we learned Masechta Ksubis with Perek Hamadir in it, we learn Masechta Nedarim. So to summarize, first we learn Masechta Ksubis. Once we learn Masechta Ksubis, there's Perek Hamadir. So we learn Masechta Nedarim. Once we learn Masechta Nedarim, we learn Masechta Nazir. And then we learn Masechta Saita, Kol Haroi Saita B'Kakuloi Yazir Atzmai Min Hayayin. And the basic reason why Masechta Nazir belongs in Seder Nashim is because what causes a woman to act inappropriately when she drinks wine. But one of the things we clearly see in our Gemara is that Kol Haroi Saita B'Kakuloi Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayin, which seems to indicate that one is supposed to abstain from drinking wine. But we're going to learn further in our Masechta that there are many drushes that seem to indicate that one is not doing the right thing when he's drinking, when he's becoming a Nazir, when he's obligating himself to abstain from drinking wine. So how do we look at this? So those that say that when the Gemara says that a Nazir is considered a Chayte, it's only a Nazir who became Tamei. Because a Nazir who became Tamei, as the Mefarshim explained, is very likely to regret his whole Naziris, because he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for a certain amount of days. Now, by becoming Tamei, as the Torah HaKadosh says, by Yomim HaRishonim Yiplu, all those days that he already counted as a Nazir fall away. He has to start all over again. And therefore, he didn't mean to be a Nazir for so many days. That is the Nazir who is a Chayte. A different Nazir is not a Chayte. A different pshat that I saw from the Imri Emes is that the Pasuk says, Sumei Ra Vasei Toif. First, a person has to abstain from doing Ra, and then Vasei Toif. He can come to the Madrega of doing what's right. However, Chazal saw that this is a very difficult approach, explain the Svarim. Because if a person is going to wait until he gets to the Madrega of Sur Mira, he may never get to the Madrega of a Sei Toif. That's why Chazal taught us that you could right away start with a Sei Toif. So Enochanami, in the time of the Gemara, first you had to be a Sumira before you brought or attempted to bring yourself to the Madrega of being a Nazir. Bizman Azeh, the Gemara teaches us, you have to right away jump into that Mahalach. And Davni Nezer, I saw, explains, what is the connection between the Soita and the Nazir? So the Avnei Nezer explains that when a person drinks wine, he loses the ability to differentiate because he loses the clarity of thought. And so too was the problem with the Soita, that she is unable to differentiate between her husband, with whom she may have relations, and another man. The Baal HaKedah says a very beautiful verse. The Shem Shmuel quotes him. He says that when a person sees a Soita B'Kalkulai, it's supposed to have an impression on him. Haroi Soita B'Kalkula, you're supposed to learn from that, and it's supposed to have an impression. And in fact, I saw from the Alta from Kelim, the Gemara doesn't just say Haroi Soita B'Kalkulai, but a Kol Haroi Soita, everyone who sees the Soita, Yazer Atzvim Rayayin, it should have a lasting impression on them. Techsem Seifer says, as we asked a moment ago, here we know that a Soita, that one is not, that the Gemara calls a Nazir Achayte. And on the other hand, we're saying in our Gemara, Kol Haroi Soita B'Kalkuloi, Yazer Atzvim Rayayin. Says the Chasam Sofer that there's a very, I think this is the way to understand the Chasam Sofer, that the Rambam says that the way a person is supposed to get to the right path is sometimes like you have a tree, he says. If it's bending in one direction, you're supposed to bend it in the opposite direction, and then it will grow straight. If somebody has to show him, says the Chasam Sofer, it is a situation that he sees a Soita, which is the extreme example of lack of morality, he's the individual who Yazir Atzvim Rayayin. In order to come out to the right place, he should go to the other extreme. But of course, what's best is that we should never have to go to the extremes. We should always be able to be on the Shvil Hazov.